just as we heard in the first reading, the word of God comes to us as it came to the prophet. The word comes, meaning that when we read these words from Scripture at Mass, we're not just reading. We're not just opening a book that we want to read, from which we want to learn something, or maybe where we want to find some motivation. Of course, that would happen as well. But what is at work is more than that. The word comes. Jesus Christ himself is pronouncing these very words here for each one of us. And this word comes to us renewing his call. We heard in the gospel that beautiful and very important passage when Jesus called his first apostles. And to really understand what was happening, we need to remember what we read a week ago. Last Sunday, we read that also very moving, beautiful passage when Jesus encountered his disciples for the first time. I'm sure you remember that John the Baptist pointed to Jesus, and two of his disciples, John and Andrew, followed Christ. Jesus turned, asked, "What do you seek, Lord? Where do you live? Come and see." They stayed with him. It was 4 p.m. And then after that, the experience was so meaningful, so important, that Andrew went to bring his brother Peter to Jesus. What we read today, in some way, is a continuation of that. Rather than finding here a contradiction, so which passage, in which one do we actually find the first calling, we might keep in mind what we read a week ago as the first encounter between Jesus and his disciples. But then things happened. The first verse of today's gospel, which might pass along as something irrelevant for what really matters, is actually very important, because John the Baptist had been arrested. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean for John? What does it mean for Andrew, who were disciples of John the Baptist? That means that they were going through a very difficult time. Their great master, a man who was so holy, so impressive that Jesus called him the greatest among those born of women, he had been arrested. He was going to die. And of course, that caused great pain and confusion in the minds and hearts of his disciples. Perhaps, some people have explained, this can help us understand why they were back in what was safe and known for them, why they were fishing after having met Jesus, after having spent that wonderful day with him, after even announcing his name, they were back in their normal life. They went back to what they knew well. Their disappointment was real. And in this context, Jesus comes, when the disciples were confused, and when after a long night of fruitless work, we remember especially when Luke tells us this same scene, it is very clear that they had been trying to catch something and they were empty. So in that morning, when their nets and their hearts are empty, when they are experiencing the darkness of confusion, but also when the day is just beginning, when there is at least some hope of something better, Jesus comes. And now he does not only spend a wonderful evening with them, now with all his love and with all his power, he calls them, "Follow me, leave everything behind." And why did he call them? Were they the only ones available back then? Especially when we know how they reacted to that difficulty. They were disappointed. They wanted to leave everything. Jesus knew that they were weak, and still he called them. And a wonderful way of understanding this mystery, why Jesus called them, but in the end also, why does he call us? Is, as an ancient anonymous commentary said, that Jesus saw them very much like an artist, a sculptor sees a rock. not only what is already there, but what that rock can become. An artist is capable of seeing the beauty that can come to that rock. So Jesus, in seeing them, we read, he chooses not their works, but their hearts. And this is how then this word can come to us right now. Because the Lord calls in this way. Because the Lord chooses not our works, but our hearts. And he comes in the midst of our occupations, when we are busy, when we are distracted. He comes to call our attention when our attention has been spent in so many things, when we have opinions and views and judgments about everyone else. The Lord is just saying, look at me and follow me. You cannot control everything else. You can control your gaze. You can look at me. Come and follow me. He comes especially when we are worried and disappointed. And he comes to us with his word, not because everything is perfect in our lives, not because we have plenty of amazing works to show, not because our merits overflow. He chooses us because he chooses our heart. The awareness that this is real, that these are not just words, but that actually Christ is calling each one of us right now, that his word is coming to us, should move us to try to respond. And we respond by following his command. Repent and believe. Repent, convert, turn. When we're distracted, when we're thinking about everything else, when we're worried about the future, turn your gaze, convert, turn towards me. And believe. Believe that I am more powerful than all the challenges, as real as they are. Repent, turn to him, and believe that his word is real and effective. Trust and believe. And if we do that, if we are willing to let his word come to us and penetrate our hearts and move us, then the Lord will do beautiful things, just as he did with those imperfect men. In the midst of their imperfections, which continue to be part of their lives, so the Lord, who sees already the beauty of what we could be, will do amazing things. So let us pray to our Blessed Mother, who, more than anyone else, knew how to be open to that word that came to her, not only once, but throughout her life, that she will help us, that she will pray for us, so that right now and here, we will be open to the word that is coming to us. We will be willing to leave behind all distractions and obstacles, and we will just place all our attention and love in Christ as we renew our desire to follow him always.